Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a live, copyrighted presentation. And you are listening to Radio Law Talk. And now, here's your host of Radio Law Talk, substituting for Frederick Penny, who's on assignment. Here is Todd Kunin.
Thank you, Cal. Third hour of Radio Law Talk. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, well, shame on you, but you can catch it on the podcast coming up. They usually post it on Sunday at RadioLawTalk.com. Sunday or Monday, you can catch the first 2 hours. Garrett Penny. Yeah, Fred Penny on assignment, so Garrett Penny in pinch hitting, doing admirably. He's, you know, he's come in, Fred, with the 240 batting average, and Garrett Penny's coming in here so far, 3-for-3 on the afternoon, or 4-for-4, batting 1,000, hit a couple over the park. You know, are you playing? Is this a contract year for you?
Yeah, this isn't. I'm on assignment as well.
Oh, on assignment. Yeah, he was just assigned to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Just a different kind of assignment.
Yeah, so we've been covering a bunch of cases. You know, doing the case and no case. Last hour we talked about the non-disclosure agreements and Tiger Woods and, you know, what he signed and how some folks have breached those, at least one breached the non-disclosure agreement.
Yep.
Who knew that promising not to talk about something meant that you didn't talk about that?
Or allude to it or talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I've dated people in the past. I've never had to sign or had anybody sign a non-disclosure agreement, although my bargaining power is sufficiently less.
I think so.
I doubt that anyone would have agreed to stay silent for years in exchange for a coupon booklet, you know, that was purchased from a local Little League doing a fundraiser. By the way, these all expire in 3 weeks. So
you better hurry.
Yeah. But you agree not to talk about me in exchange for a free haircut. So we talked about that. We got other cases to cover this afternoon or this morning here. Personal injury lawsuits. The Monsanto case, Roundup. That one was, what is it, $86 million was the payout on that. We have a recent court decision about whether or not that $86 million is upheld. I'll give you a teaser, a hint. I believe the plaintiffs in that case may be looking for a new home.
A
very nice one. Kelly Clarkson, how old were you, Garrett? I'm going to ask you the question. How old were you in 2002?
2002. That would make me 10. I've been 10.
Well, were you watching American Idol?
Probably not.
Okay, so I was watching American Idol. It was the first year of American Idol, and it was won by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And that's how she got her start. Well, her career has been all over the map and up and down. She's a talk show host now, right?
Yeah, I think she has her own show.
She's making bank as a talk show host.
And then she's on The Voice as well.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's been on The Voice for a couple seasons. I think she does really well there.
Okay, so she's doing pretty well. She and her husband finalizing their divorce. Yep. And so we have information on the spousal support and the child support award, and I don't know how they're going to survive on a six-figure.
Yeah, four of them.
Yes, how's that? Robert Durst. Can we do the Robert Durst one right now? Let's just do the Robert Durst update right now.
Get it over with.
So this is the son of a real estate mogul, and he's heir to a fortune, and this is going to be the quickest update. Quickest update in the history of updates. Robert Durst's murder trial is taking place in Southern California. His lawyer put him on the stand. Shocker. He said, I didn't do it. And that is... Yes.
Killed them all. Of course.
That was not live testimony from the courtroom. That was from the hot mic incident when he was being interviewed for an HBO special. They take a break because they're talking to him about, you know, the suspicious happenings in his life and the time he was charged with and tried for murder in Texas but acquitted, and then his best friend Susan Berman, she goes missing, or she is killed, and now he's facing trial accused of her murder, claiming that the allegation, the theory of the case, is that he killed her to keep her quiet about the disappearance of his first wife and that maybe she knew that he had killed his first wife, and he was never charged with that. And so he's facing trial because in that hot mic moment that we heard, when he took a break while being interviewed, went to the bathroom, and in the bathroom made statements that made it sound like he was admitting to himself, well, you know, your goose is cooked, they caught you. You know.
Killed them all. Of course.
There it is.
You know, and that's him talking to himself. You killed them all, of course. There it is. You know, almost like he's resigning himself to the fact that, well, I did this interview. I'm going to get caught now. And guess what? So he's faced trial, and he took the stand this week, and he said, I didn't do it.
Yeah, but he's like 78 years old. He's dying of cancer. Can't hear anyone talking. He has to have a transcript essentially in front of him, a live transcript. He's reading it. It's probably a miserable experience. I mean, just a terrible witness. I don't know why they put him up there.
Yeah, and I think that... I had read on this case, you know, I said this was going to be the quickest updates in the history of updates, and now we're taking time on it. But, so they, his attorney doing this case promised the jury that Durst would take the stand. And unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever, that's one of the difficulties in opening statements as a lawyer. If you make a promise to the jury that you're going to do or show something in
a
trial, you have to do it, because if you don't, then
opposing counsel jumps on it.
Oh, yeah. Remember when they said so-and-so? Now, listen, that would have been tough. That would have been a tough one for this reason. So one of the things in a criminal trial is an individual has the right to remain silent. They have the right not to testify. It is an absolute guaranteed right. And it is misconduct for the prosecution to comment on a person's exercise of their right to remain silent. Right?
Yep. Makes
sense. If the defense attorney in opening statement says, and my client will take the stand in his own defense, and he will tell you that he did not do it, right? Let's say he doesn't take the stand. Closing arguments come around. Can the prosecutor stand up and say, you heard from the defense attorney on opening statement that the defendant would take the stand? Did we hear from him? No, we did not. Can he do that? Can the prosecutor do that?
I think it's the open the door theory. He opened the door to comment on that.
He cannot do it because what attorneys say in opening statements are not evidence.
That's true.
And so if the defense, sometimes defense attorneys or prosecutors are baited on that by defense attorneys, but if the prosecution stands up and says, he didn't take the stand, there could be a whole host of reasons why he didn't. Maybe the trial just was so overwhelming he didn't need to. He changed the tactics, changed. That happens a lot in trial. But if you comment as a prosecutor on the exercise of the defendant's right not to testify, misconduct, mistrial, right?
Yeah.
Boy, can you imagine mistrial on this one after they've had so much time lost because of the pandemic and everything? And so, but crisis averted for this trial, because Durst did take the stand. He denied it, and he denied that he was involved. We'll see if the jury believes him, but that's the Robert Durst update. We'll see what happens once the jury comes around with their verdict, once the case hasn't been argued to the jury yet, but that'll certainly be an interesting one. But, you know, he's in such frail health.
Yeah. Will he make it to the end?
Yeah, you know, he'll make it to the end of trial, but... And if he's convicted of murder, it's going to be life in prison. And based upon what appears to be his current health, not very long.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see what happens.
He couldn't even stand up to put on a suit. He's still in his prison garments, I believe.
I know. And that's also pretty rare, because typically when you have a person who's in custody and they're doing a trial, the defense attorney makes a motion to have the defendant dressed so that the jury is not prejudiced by, I want to find you, you're presumed innocent, but I keep looking over and you're wearing that orange white striped jumpsuit with a number over your left breast.
Yeah.
And but I'm really going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you're innocent until proven guilty. That's tough.
Yeah.
Cal?
Yeah.
Do we got things worked out?
I think everything is fine now.
Are
everything
we cooking with gas?
Awesome. Yes, cooking with... Yes, we are.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well, all right. Latch, Cal, and we'll go to the break. When we come back, you going to give us another case or no case?
I promise you I will.
Okay, promises, promises. Don't let us down.
No, I'll do my best not to. This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for turning us on. We will continue in just a little bit.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute...
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or...
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. At radiolawtalk.com.
That last statement there, if you have any comments about the show, please do info@radiolawtalk.com because we read those and they help out the show. We really enjoy the input from folks.
So. I always appreciate honest criticism.
Yes, as opposed to dishonest criticism.
Yes, those that have a nasty motive behind it to just say mean things. We don't like that.
I've always kind of taken the term constructive criticism.
What does it construct?
What does it
deconstruct?
What is it constructing?
Criticism.
It tears you down.
So this house ahead, was yeah. built upon constructive criticism. Yeah. So what, did you hire a constructive? Yeah, I can't even spit it out here, Cal. Just go ahead and get his case in. Okay, so I'll just be quiet.
You want to get rolling on this?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
I think we all agree, at least by reputation, that if you buy a Cadillac car, you're going to get a vehicle that rides nicely, handles well, looks prestigious, and in too many cases has a lousy or cracked screen in the infotainment system called Q. Certain vehicles, made by Cadillac, the CTS, the ATS. So finally a guy in Los Angeles who bought a lot of Cadillacs said, you know, this is the third one. I've had enough of this. So he decided to see if he might get some relief because every time he got the screen fixed in that car, it set him back $1,500 and Cadillac would not make it a matter of warranty. So he said, is there a technical service bulletin? GM said, all right, we'll send one out. So they sent one out. Meantime, Mr. Goldstein is his name, said, I've got these three vehicles with screens that are prone to delaminating, cracking, or otherwise fading. You're pushing, nothing happens. It's a joke. He said, I've got to do something here. What should I do? He said, there's got to be tens of thousands of Cadillac owners, and if I went to my lawyer and told him, why don't we do something for them, maybe he'll get some money and I'll get some money. So I'm going to ask you, Todd, I think it's your turn, right? Or is it Garrett's turn? Garrett, I'm going to ask you, is this something you can sue over, Case or No Case? Can you go and say, I got a bad screen on my car and I want my money?
Okay, follow-up question. Did the screens come that way when he purchased it?
No.
Okay.
They occurred in the process of driving the vehicle, either from heat or GM says sometimes some stress in the body caused them to wobble a little bit and crack.
Okay. And did he buy the cars new?
Yes.
Okay, so he'd buy them new, and in the course of how long would it take for these things to break like that?
Within 2 years.
Okay, so yeah. Fairly new.
I mean, outside of the normal warranty period, but within a couple of years.
I think there's a case. I think you can sue on this. You know, if it's a manufacturer defect, it's something they knew about, and they, you know, can reasonably fix for a reasonable cost. You know, I think that's a manufacturer defect. Whether it's a design defect where all the cars are that way, or you know, certain cars off certain lots are coming off that way, I think there's a defect you can sue. I think it's a case.
Should they sue the Cadillac, or should they sue the vendor for the screens? Who Cadillac doesn't make them themselves in the little screen plant. They're imported from China or Japan, I think. So whom should they go after?
I think the answer is everyone. You sue everyone. Because at that point, you don't know until you get into discovery whose fault it
now,
is.
Now, Todd, right? That was a great answer, wasn't it? Just sue everybody.
Just sue
line
everyone.
Them up and start throwing paper.
Sue them all at the judge, sort them out, you know.
I love it. Good answer, Garrett. You can tell he's a new lawyer. Okay, Todd, what
that worked right up until, wait a minute, is it $400 filing fee per case?
No. For plaintiff, it's $400 just for one case. Defendants file individually.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So
you
put them all in the complaint.
All right. Like, so case or no case, Mr. Kunin?
Case
what say
no
you,
case.
My friend?
Well, let's see here. I'll ask you a quick trivia question.
Yeah.
Do you know what song, because it's about Cadillacs, what song the line, smoked a big cigar and drove a Cadillac car and said, boys, I think this band's out of sight. So you think about that while I give my answer. I'm going to say on this one here, I think this is a case. And I think that he prevails on the case because, look, if Cadillac's selling this car and these things are going wrong. Now, Garrett, Cal has probably failed to tell us that the guy also entered each car in the local demolition derby, and that's what resulted in the crack.
Well, that was after the Q screen cracked,
right? He does have three Cadillacs, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's got three Cadillacs, and they're all going against each other. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I guess it'll be Saturday, Saturday.
They call
Saturday.
It the Cadillac Crash-O-Rama.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah, so I'll say that this is a case, and I think that he prevails because it's a warranty issue. Yeah. You shouldn't have to run into buying a new car and having a defect that occurs so frequently and is occurring with others and not have the manufacturer pay for it, yeah. take care of something else. So case, and he wins.
Hmm.
Do you have an answer for my trivia question?
No, and I should. It slipped right out. And I'm a rock and roll DJ in the old days, so I should remember such a thing. But
well,
I didn't.
You know, look, they're just a little band out of Boston.
Oh, yeah, Boston.
Barely made enough to survive.
Called Boston.
Rock and roll band, Boston. That was a lyric from their song. As soon as you said Cadillac, that's what I thought of.
Who recorded their demo in the basement of one of the guy's houses, and they took it to the record company, and the record company said, what do you need us for? Just recut the drum track and we're good to go.
Well, that would also be because the basement was the basement of Tom Scholz.
Yes.
Who also went to MIT and was a genius when it came to recording.
And acoustics, yes.
And also had a type A personality to match, is why people had a hard time working with him.
He had to build his basement. Nobody else would come anywhere to record with him.
What's your pleasure, Cal? Do you want to go ahead and give us the answer now? We've got about a minute and a half left. Are we going to keep talking about Boston?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
It's more than a feeling. I think we should go on. So now, for those of you who,
nice.
For those of you who think this was a case, that would be both of you said it was a case. Okay, well, all I can say is congratulations to you.
Hey, well, that means we're smoking.
Nice. So they eventually, Goldstein claimed the cars equipped with Cadillac had screens that were prone to cracking, delaminating. This is a 20-13-27, the ATS, SRX, XTS, CTS, ELR, and Escalade. GMC now has apparently decided to finally fix the screens. But before that, they did not. They really fought it hard, and they said, it's a vendor issue, not us. You can tell us.
That's why I sue everyone.
Yep.
So he was right.
Yeah,
you make your father proud.
And he got double points. He got 2 points. We'll be back. Radio Law Talk will continue right after this. Don't go away. Other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-25-
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A major 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Haiti on Saturday, with the U.S. Geological Survey predicting a potentially high number of casualties and significant economic losses. The epicenter of the quake struck about 7.5 miles northeast of the Haitian commune of San Luis de Sud, according to the U.S. agency. Arnold Schwarzenegger on CNN called anti-maskers schmucks in a powerful interview where he rallied against COVID-19 deniers.
There is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Where's Fred?
I'm me at this time.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You start playing that last music there, that ba-dun-da-da-da,
and all of
a sudden Garrett's up there, well, I'm at a rave, and he's starting to do the sprinkler and the chicken and all that kind of stuff, and you know, we had to pull him off the table.
Well, you know, he's just out of college.
Well, yeah.
Well, my wife's probably listening, and she knows that's not true, because she knows how much I love to dance.
Is it how much you love to dance, or knows how much you don't love to dance?
It's how much I don't love to dance.
You could tell he was being highly facetious at that point.
Yeah. I think we danced on our wedding, and that's probably about the only time.
Yeah, you know, if I want to embarrass my kids, I'll break into a dance and say, Dad, please stop. Please just stop.
In front of the school just as you drop them off.
My favorite are the iPod dance parties. Have you seen those?
Yes.
You pull up on them. There's a bunch of people with headphones on in the parking lot, and they're just dancing. There's no music, nothing going on. You just see them walking around like zombies or something.
I went to VidCon. It's the video convention for YouTubers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter wanted to go to that, so it was back in 2014. I took her down to Anaheim for VidCon. And
nice.
A section there where they had this dance, and everybody's wearing headphones. Yep. You couldn't hear. You just saw a bunch of people all generally moving to the same beat.
Yeah.
But even then, there were a couple of guys out there that were clearly out of step with the rest.
That would have been me.
No, me too.
Guaranteed.
When you talk about things you do to kids to tease them, it's a little off topic, but So I used to drop my daughter off every morning at her bus stop when she was in middle school. And I would drop her off. My son would be in the car, and then I would take him up to his elementary school and drop him off. And, of course, because it's middle school, is, Dad, could you drop me off over here? And then I'll just walk to the bus stop so people don't see me get out of your car. Okay, my daughter's voice isn't that low. But anyway, so she would get out of the car, and as she was going, every day when I would go up and I'd pull around as she's walking up to her friends, and I couldn't resist. I had to say something, you know. See ya, honey. Did you remember to change your underwear this morning? Okay, bye-bye.
I love you.
One time I took a mask and put it on, and my son's in the back. Oh, please put it on, Dad. Please, please just do it. All right, so I put the mask on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good times. Nice. Good times.
I'm sure she speaks fondly of them.
Well, I'm just hoping the health care covers the therapy that she's going to need. She just turned 21.
And you're giving Garrett good ideas to think about with his own children. He's got a beautiful little daughter that I'm sure that trick will play well. Just remember, as crazy as it sounds now, one day she'll be 13. And you'll think, who are you? And then you want to embarrass them any way you can. It's worth it.
Yeah. Darn straight. Of course, your wife's probably listening to the show, and when you get home, you will never do a show alone with Todd and Cal again. We don't like the ideas that you just received.
Well, she can be kind of, how do I put it? Kind of a prankster sometimes, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we first got married, she'd one that hide around a corner and try to scare me. And then I started scaring her back, and then that's too quickly stopped.
Put an end to that.
Yep. And then she did the whole, had a thing of peanut butter and put it on my daughter and act like it was something gross on there, and she freaked out.
Oh, no.
I have never had a conversation with your wife before in my life, but I can already tell you, that's a person whose ideas I want to get to know. I like that.
I want
to
read her book.
Well, speaking of pranks and things that happen in marriages and what have you, from that, we're going to segue to a divorce case.
Nice.
Kelly Clarkson of American Idol fame. Did we already cover this one?
We briefly spoke about it. And last time I subbed for Fred, I think I was with Denise, and we spoke about the original issues with this case. But I think it's just an update, essentially. Instead of getting paid $200,000 a month in spousal support, it's $150,000 now. $150,000.
And by the way, that is the amount that Clarkson has to pay to her soon-to-be former spouse.
Yeah. Well, she has a syndicated TV show. She has bank flowing in.
That's right. Yeah. She's making the cash. She is, as they would say, the breadwinner.
Right. What about him? What does he do for a living other than sit back and absorb cash from Kelly?
Well, he used to be a producer. I think it was a music producer.
Her producer for a little bit.
Yeah, this is the little secret here. So the big deal is this Montana ranch that they have.
Yeah.
Okay, and apparently the story is that during the quarantine, they might have already been talking about it, but during the quarantine, when the whole family had to live together on the ranch, that's when they said, okay, we're done. Divorce is going to happen. Let's go ahead and file. Nothing tests a marriage than actually having to interact with your spouse. So that's what happened here. And he has said, I actually want to keep this ranch, and I want to work it as my business. I want to work the ranch.
So make it a viable cattle ranch or whatever.
Yes, that's what he wants to transition and do, so they're keeping the property. But Clarkson scores a victory. You mentioned originally she wanted he wanted $200,000. That got knocked down to an agreement of about $150,000 and change or whatever. And the recent victory that she just secured is that and mind you, this is all temporary spousal support, and I'll cover that in a second.
Wow.
But he has to, out of the money that she pays him, he's the one who has to pay the $81,000 approximately per month in taxes and upkeep for the ranch to make the payments and do everything.
So the carrying costs are on him.
So he wants to keep it. I think she probably, I would sell it. I don't want to live in Montana, but because he's liking to keep it and make it his business and his property, he's responsible for all of that. That's the victory that she just secured this last week in court.
So you can become a millionaire as a cattle rancher. Did you know this? You can. All you have to do is start with $3 million.
That's right.
And yeah.
I can teach anyone to walk away with $1 million in the stock market. All you have to do is start with 10.
Exactly.
And then make every trade that I make and then get out before you end up with zero.
And run for your life. Exactly. Yeah. It's an old joke, but I like it.
So that is that's what's going on with Kelly Clarkson. And we talked about this being temporary support. So that even though we're talking about Montana property, the divorce, the jurisdiction for the divorce filing is California. And when it comes to divorce, if Denise were here, she'd be able to – this is the law, the area law she practices. But when it comes to spousal support, they were married 8 years, I think. That would be technically a short-term marriage. And typically, for short-term marriages under statute, it's temporary spousal support for half the duration of the marriage. So it would be a temporary spousal support order under two conditions. First, while the divorce is pending, and then ongoing spousal support after the divorce is done, final, and it would be for about half the duration of the marriage in a short-term marriage. If it was deemed a long-term marriage, be 10 years or more, I believe, then it is ongoing spousal support as monitored by the court. And the idea being to allow the spouse receiving support to use that time and that money to establish themselves, to get back on their feet, to be able to earn their own income. I mean, the laws as it relates to spousal support and what have you, they go back to like the 40s and the 50s when you'd have stay-at-home moms, the spouse, the wife, there's divorce, and then it's like, okay, she's got to get spousal support so that she can get a career, you know, be able to earn income and do that on her own. The laws still reflect basically that framework, even though that was a long time ago. So, but that's what, and we're applying all this. It usually deals with, you know, middle lower income, and we're seeing how this, you talk about spousal support is supposed to help people live the same quality of life. Yeah, she makes like what, $13 million a year. So yeah. Are we trying to equate that quality of life? What's going on?
Good luck.
So, and that's also different from the child support that she has to pay.
Yeah, I saw that, and you know, $45,000 a month for child support. I don't know what that kid needs, but. Sign me up, please.
Yeah, no kidding. And the thing here is, like, even if they had 50-50 custody, and for all I know, they do.
No, I think she has custody.
But if they did have, even regardless of the custody split, the idea behind child support is to make the lifestyle somewhat normal for the kids when they're going back and forth between the homes.
I know what the money's for.
What?
Name brand breakfast cereal. That stuff's expensive.
It works. Yeah,
$45,000 a month. Yeah. Might cover. Yeah.
You know, that's Lucky Charms. $45,000 in Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops. Yeah. You know?
And Captain Crunch.
Who knew when it came to Lucky Charms, we were literally eating at the end of the rainbow out of the pot of gold. So that's what's going on. It's nice to know that Kelly Clarkson is back together, because when her life actually looks like it's working out, then we can all breathe easier, hoping that our lives will work out. That's the way it works with celebrities.
Oh, once they get the train wreck cleaned up. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
Then they're looking for another train to derail. All right, our last segment coming up after this break. We're going to talk, roundup in the news. Maybe we'll get to a Trump case about taxes and what a judge ruled is not discoverable pursuant to a subpoena from Congress. We'll cover that when we come back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. If you don't get us all 3 hours, make sure you catch us on RadioLawTalk.com.
Yep. And don't be sad. We'll be back next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, but there is only one segment of Radio Law Talk left for today, and we'll get to it right after we take this final commercial break. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is your time.
Is this real life?
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So, the joke in my family has always been, we don't get haircuts, we just use Roundup.
I guess that works too.
Yeah. And let's see here. Roundup, actually, the parent company, Monsanto Pesticide, they make Roundup. And if I remember correctly, it was another company, and Monsanto bought it. And in purchasing it, they actually inherited a lot of this liability.
Was it Bayer?
It might have been.
Yeah. Because Bayer agreed to pay the $10 billion settlement for Roundup generally.
Yeah. And so was it Bayer that purchased from Monsanto? or Monsanto the purchase from Bayer?
I think Bayer was the purchaser, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think Monsanto developed the product, and then I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think Bayer purchased it from Monsanto and bought the liability with it.
Yes.
Isn't that your understanding, Garrett?
No, that is correct. Because I'm looking here, and so the ruling in the Monsanto case came shortly after this one we're going to talk about, came shortly after Bayer had said they're no longer going to market the product that was at the heart of this Monsanto case. They've changed the formula. Apparently something else will kill weeds. Yeah. And so they've changed that. But in the Monsanto case, the issue here was, look, the jury awarded $85 million to the plaintiff. And so and this is apart from the $10 billion that you had talked about that Bayer agreed to pay out with class action. So this is apart from that. And the question here was, well, isn't that a bit much? Which always kind of strikes me as odd when you're arguing before a judge. Essentially, well, the plaintiff who died in this case, they were worth a lot, but look, they weren't worth $86 million, right? You know, and so
it's a value of a life, you know, it's, which you can't argue, but it's. That's kind of what you're trying to determine, right?
Exactly. It's a bit awkward to be making that kind of a determination, but that's the argument they made, and the appellate court said, $86 million. We're good with that.
Yeah.
We're good with that.
What did that person do for a living, I wonder?
Didn't they work as a groundskeeper?
I don't know.
I think one of them was.
They sprayed it for 30 years. Yeah. That's a long time.
And so, so it was an $86.2 million award, and the appellate panel in Northern California said, we're good with that.
Wow.
And I think part of that is. I would have to assume that the calculation isn't just, okay, how much is the life worth, but how much did you make? Throughout the entirety of selling this product.
Right. So there's a punitive aspect, heavy punitive aspect, obviously.
The damages may be being based a little bit more on, look at how much money you made on this.
But was that included? Was this, that $82 million, did that have punitive damages?
I don't know.
Because punitives are based off of, you know, what you make off of, but those other damages, those aren't relevant.
So you've got real damages. So let's say the person made $100,000 a year for 10 years, so there's $3 million bucks. That's the real damage. Right.
Yeah. So, those would be the real. And then you also have, you know, your pain and your suffering. And then if you want to get into how much they made off of it and, you know, punish them with these punitive damages, then you can ask them about their finances and how much they made off of it.
Right. Which was probably public record from the $10 billion settlement from before.
Yeah.
Think,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly.
But the long and short of his plaintiffs. Yeah. They're $86 million.
Yeah.
Wow. $86 million.
Their lawyers are just sick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you'd hope, but.
It's probably still not worth it to them.
I know if it were me, right?
Yeah.
If it were me, and let's say I had a loved one that had passed on, and I get the $86 million award, which I'd trade in a heartbeat to have my loved one back.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
But that's the award there. Let's see. We were going to talk about another one here when we were going to the break really quickly. By the way, get a quick take ready. We're going to do quick takes.
I'm ready.
And so do you know quick takes are, Garrett?
That's kind of when we recap everything, right?
No, it's a quick take. You get one take, one quick take, one sentence about one thing.
One story.
Done, just your little quick take on that item. So, spring that one on you.
All right.
Alex, I'll take last minute requirements for the radio show for 2000, please.
I'll take make Garrett nervous for $50.
Yeah.
This is an exercise in clinching. So President Trump, Congress still seeking tax records for the guy who hasn't been in office now for, 8 months, lost the election almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And but they're still seeking the tax records. And Congress had issued this subpoena that was very broad, and there was a ruling by the judge. And the judge was an Obama appointee, by the way. And the ruling was, it was U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta. And Judge Mehta said, I'm not going to grant this as to all of his tax records. That's just too expansive. The question here, there's a clause in the Constitution called the Emoluments Clause. And essentially what it argues and what it says here is that if you have political office, if you're appointed or if you're an elected political office, especially the President of the United States, well, you shouldn't be profiting on that because of your personal business, right? And so the issue here was whether or not dignitaries who came in and stayed at a Trump hotel, whether or not that was in violation of the emoluments clause because Trump would have benefited by them staying in the hotel, despite the fact that you got corporate entities and several layers and all this kind of stuff. And so the idea was, let's go ahead and get his taxes to see what he made and how much he made and how much would have come from this, and to see if there is an emoluments clause issue. And this is still going, again, even though he's not in office. And the judge says, look, I will allow the tax records to be reviewed for purposes of that specific hotel and those specific people that were staying, but I'm not going to give you carte blanche to go ahead and look at everything.
Yeah.
And that was the ruling that came out. Now, one thing I found interesting in here was a statement that was made by the head of the committee, Carolyn Maloney. And she said that this was that Trump's involvement was an unquote unprecedented federal ethics crisis, and that the documents would better help lawmakers understand how to oversee the executive branch.
Yeah, so I mean this issue. I mean, I think the judge is looking at it not in this individual, hey, Trump and whatever. It's how is this going to affect future presidents, and it's really a separation of powers issue,
exactly,
more than a Trump issue, right?
Exactly. And when she says to help Congress oversee the executive branch,
she's missing something.
That's where I have an issue with that, because yeah. Look, Congress acts as a check and balance to the executive yeah. branch and the judicial branch, and they can oversee the activities of the executive branch to the extent they're using public funds for oversight and things like that. But Congress does not oversee the executive branch in the sense that the executive branch now becomes subservient to Congress.
They're co-equal. So who does oversee the executive branch? Say it, Todd.
The people.
The voters.
The voters,
exactly.
Do.
Yes, yes.
And so to the extent that was the motivation there, it's like, well, hold on a second. You're providing even more reason why this judge's ruling is correct, because that's not the purpose of the oversight. It's to oversee how funds are used, not the executive branch in general. The executive branch does not answer to Congress. I can't say anything more because we're not a political show. I'm just talking about the Constitution. I'll leave my personal opinion.
That's just a matter of yes. constitutional record. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that is what happened in the Trump case. And we got 2 minutes left. Cal, you want to get to quick takes now? Shall we do that? You have a quick take, Cal?
I want to see if Garrett, are you good to go? On
yeah, I'm good to go. I think as an attorney, you learn to kind of be put on the spot. So
darn straight. I like this young man.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Garrett Penny and his quick take. Go, my friend.
Well, I think I took away from, I think you'll see a lot more entities, businesses, and colleges putting vaccine mandates with some broad exceptions.
Hmm. All right, good. Pithy. Mine is very simple. Remember, if you want to get high, don't go to Lowe's.
Okay. And the name of the ranch in Montana should be A River of Money Runs Through It. That's my quick take. Thanks, folks, for joining us on Radio Law Talk. Oh, hey, we still have a little bit of time, don't we? Oh, I misread the clock up there. Cal's given me the 1 minute sign. That's what the index finger means, right?
Yeah, usually.
1 minute. Yeah. It's not the other one. That. Okay,
yeah,
good. Well, Cal, thanks for joining us. Garrett, thank you for stepping
yeah.
in.
And, nice job,
love the show.
Fill in the void for Fred's absence. Go ahead, and we'll all let him know that.
I got him some points on case or no case. That's all that matters.
Outstanding. You can come back anytime, even if he is here. Love to have you. We'll throw another microphone on, make it a four-person show. That'll
sure.
be fun.
And remember, go Brownies.
That's
for
right.
Fred. You got to cheer for the Browns. For Fred.
Yeah, or the 49ers.
Well, I'm wearing my Brown shirt, so.
I know. He's wearing the Brown shirt. I was going to wear my 49ers first playoff game tonight, but I will see.
We'll have Radio Law Talk Jersey Day coming down the road. And thank you for being with us, folks. That concludes this edition of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week at this same time right here.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much? 92. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.